watching the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're showing screenshots of one of the great books put out by the health ranger, Mike Adams, here in studio with us. He's like, don't plug my books. Don't plug. I'm not here for that. But I'm going to plug them. Natural Health Solutions and the Conspiracy to Keep You from Knowing About Them. Mike Adams, America's number one consumer health advocate. Those are available at naturalnews.com. Spam filters for your brain to navigate through the lies, hype, and mind games of food, drug, and cosmetic industries. Mike Adams, all available at his website. I think I ought to carry your books and videos at Infowars.com because I know they're amongst the best research out there. We do have Mr. Smith's material dealing with the genetic roulette and all the GMO and the rest of it. Now, this is a short segment. I want to fire the phone number out for listeners. If you have a question or a comment for Mike Adams, you won't need those headphones yet. We're gonna we'll go to calls in about 10 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Specifically on all these major health issues that we are talking about. But they really are, Mike, trying to bully us into saying, okay, radiate me at checkpoints. Okay, don't let me know I'm eating GMO. Okay, shut down a company that shows the mainline studies that pomegranate is just full of incredible antioxidants and all this other stuff in it. But you got a bunch of other issues that dovetail with that. Meanwhile, they're saying, feed babies GMO soy that's half sugar.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people heard about the product. It was a voluntary recall by the maker of infant formula called Similac. Here is here's a product shot right here, Similac. And this the company said, well, some of the containers may have beetles or beetle larvae in them. And I got to thinking, well, what else is in there? Because I'm not sure that the beetles are the most dangerous thing in the can.
That might be the only thing good thing in there. Bugs are actually pretty good. The only nutritious thing in it is the beetles.
So I went out.
It's kind of like, you know, like the prize in a Cracker Jack box is the beetle. Oh, something edible.
Exactly. Living food, right? So anyway, I bought this and I took a look at the ingredients label and it just shocked me, Alex. It freaked me out. And I've seen a lot of crazy foods. But this label says, look at the number one ingredient on here. 42.6% corn syrup solids. That's number one.
But that's what a baby needs is 42.6% corn syrup, because everybody knows how good corn syrup is. What are you, some kind of conspiracy theorist?
Yeah, I guess so. And on top of that, 10.1% sucrose, which is essentially table sugar.
Well, you wonder why the public's so dumb. They've been getting fed this for decades. I talk to people, and they're like zombies.
Well,
pretty soon, if you can tie your shoelaces, you'll be a rocket scientist.
And here's the kicker. This formula, as far as I know, and I asked around, but this formula is covered under state WIC programs. So you can use government money to feed your baby this.
Well, notice how they incentivize. You only have money, 43 million Americans on the food stamps, but it's only good for this.
Well, exactly.
You will feed them 42.6% corn syrup.
Yep. Oh, and also what else is in here is soy protein. It's 14.7%.
Doesn't that have estrogen mimickers?
Well, there was a study done by Consumer Reports back in 99 on this brand that found evidence that it's genetically modified soy.
Oh.
And you notice there's no label that says non-GMO.
Well, that would be evil.
Right.
So, you're not allowed to know what's in there. You think you're in a free country, pal?
This is what our baby
needs. This is for our poor children. A baby needs 42.6% corn syrup in their diet. Come on, man.
It's crazy. It's insane.
I mean, next they'll say, hey, just give babies Coca-Cola.
Well, they tried that in the 70s.
Hey, wait a minute. What? Guys, go get, I guess there is no Coca-Cola in this office. Can somebody run to the store and buy a Coca-Cola so we can see what percentage of it? I would imagine that of Coca-Cola is not per volume 42.6%.
Fructose corn syrup?
Yeah, I bet this is a lot higher than a Coca-Cola.
Well, the Coca-Cola bottle is probably not going to say the percentage. It's just
but you can see per volume and then the grams.
No, this is extremely high in sugar.
But it's got a teddy bear on it.
Exactly. Exactly. So that means it's safe for kids.
Look at that teddy bear. Looks happy.
Crazy.
And actually, in the big studies, when they fed GMO corn to the gerbils, they did grow hair from inside their mouth. Maybe that's a good thing. In fact, it'll be a conspiracy theory if you don't have hair growing in your mouth.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Mike, I was having some gallows humor there, joking about that baby formula powder. But look at all the scandals in Africa and Asia where you'll have tens of thousands of kids die because the government didn't mix the formula right. And, you know, you look at children now, they admit the U.S., and you can pull up mainstream articles, the IQ's down 10 to 20 points depending on what study. And, I mean, literally, they won't hire cops under 100 IQ. They want dumb people. And I think back to being in, because I have three children, and just reading the labels on things like Pedialyte where it's aspartame. I mean, go back over this without me making sick jokes about it. I mean, really talk about what's in this stuff and then the other issues you wanted to cover. Then we're going to Annie, Ruth, Tim, Diane, Jeff, and others.
Well, no, I mean, you made a good point. I mean, if you want to see some crazy stuff out in the stores, look at children's medication, over-the-counter medication for kids. It's loaded with aspartame. It's loaded with artificial colors. The cough syrups are a complete joke. I mean, even some of the health regulators say they don't even work. And they could actually harm your children. It's what they feed kids, what they manufacture for you to feed your kids in this country should be a crime.
Well, it's like when you go onto the store shelves and it's fluoride for your kids, yes. Back to school, baby fluoride, increased fluoride. When that reduces IQ, bone cancer. I mean, they're clearly targeting them.
Well, absolutely they are.
But go back over this loving.
Okay. Well,
document cam.
You said most of the stories here. I'll hold it up again. This is over 50% sugars according to what's on the label that I'm reading right here. So 42.6% corn syrup solids, 14.7% soy protein isolate, and another 10.5% sugar, and then it's got some safflower oil, some soy.
Excuse me, it's 42.6 corn syrup, high fructose, and then there's more sugar?
Exactly, another 10%.
So that's 52.6.
This is over 50% sugar. Now, if you want it, I mean, what mom would go into the kitchen and say, I want to mix up a recipe for my babies and throw in 50% sugar and mix it up and put that in a bottle and let their babies.
Here's some GMO soybean, honey. Here's some Roundup Ready soybean. Here's 52.6% sugar pumpkin cake.
And think about this. You've got Child Protective Services in this country going after parents who will choose a living foods diet for their children.
Or if they get too much, quote, sun.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Or if you don't vaccinate your children, you're considered a bad parent. But you can feed your babies this stuff, 50% sugar, and you're a good parent.
But, I mean, let's zoom in on that, though. Folks, show the teddy bear. Why do you want to hurt the teddy bear?
Well, this is, you know, teddy bear marketing. It's all about symbolism. It's all about image and not substance. Because I would not want to put this, you know, Similac, go and grow, soy-based formula.
Well, I think it's wonderful stuff. No, I mean, really. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Oh, little got the little bear there. Wants to be little teddy. And there he is. Look, he can walk. He's 14 years old and just learned how to walk. He's one of the most advanced humans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been on. I'm sorry.
No, you're right to make fun of it. And if you think about children today, they have a nature deficiency because most kids in America are vitamin D deficient. There was research that recently came out showing that microbes in the soil actually make you more intelligent. So if you go out and you play in the dirt, you're smarter than the kid that lives in a sterile environment drinking 50% sugar.
Well, I mean, they learned that with the Bubble Boy. I mean, literally, I'm real clean. I take 2 showers a day. But at the same time, I mean, I'll eat a piece of pizza off the floor. I mean, seriously. I mean, you know what? I've been hunting and I'm gutting a deer, I'll just slice off I'll pull the heart out, slice up and repeat. You ever eaten raw deer heart?
No, that's not. Haven't done that, Alex.
But I'm just saying. I mean, I'm somebody who I almost never get sick unless it's allergies. And all the major studies are showing that's connected to the GMO I've eaten over my life. That triggers them.
Well, that's exactly it. You and I both have a history of some toxic foods before we sort of woke up, you know, to what's really out there.
Before I woke up and ate those Cocoa Puffs for lunch.
Oh, man.
I'm joking.
I know you are. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a box of Cocoa Puffs here in this.
That's because they ate them.
Let's bring that on next time and talk about the sugar in cocoa.
I'll tell you, Jaron's the greatest example of health in this office. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but a lot of us, even people who choose a healthy lifestyle today, they have some toxicity from the past. And whose fault is this? It's this conspiracy between the government regulators and the food industries and the pharmaceutical industries that don't want you to know. They go to great lengths to keep you uninformed and misinformed.
Well, that's like, I'd tell people this 5 years ago, they didn't believe me. Now it's even CNN, but they report it like it's good. Oh, there's a type of silicone in your McNuggets and in most of your processed foods.
Right.
What's wrong with a petrochemical? You're supposed to drink crude oil.
Well, here's another example. Go out and buy blueberry bagels or blueberry bread. You'll find that most of those blueberries are not made out of blueberries. They're made out of 3 ingredients: partially hydrogenated oils, liquid sugars, and artificial food colors.
That's good for your heart.
Exactly. Right?
It's good for, look at that teddy bear. He looks good.
They should put some blueberries in the formula right here.
Along with the Beatles.
Blueberry sugar formula.
Blueberry Beatles. That could be a new brand for them.
Exactly. And some of them have propylene glycol in it, and that's the stuff that you use to winterize RVs.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's great for RVs.
Well, I mean, what about when a cat drinks antifreeze? It's good.
Yeah. Wouldn't want my kids drinking it. But this is the kind of stuff that people need to know. And the FDA is going out of its way to make sure that they don't know it.
Well, you just don't care about children, Mike, being able to have that nice teddy bear.
I know. I mean, if it were up to me, Alex, I would go in. I would ban sugar infant formula for babies. I would. I would force this off the shelves. I mean, you know, if they gave me the...
Of course, if the eugenicist to break up the family hadn't told women how cool it was to not breastfeed their babies, women have got the equipment. And guess what? It's designed just for the baby, and it gives them all that colostrum, the vaccines of every woman before that woman in history delivered to that child. Heaven forbid we drink cow milk that hasn't been boiled or pasteurized that passes on some things.
Exactly. Oh, and we haven't talked about this vaccine season. They're already pushing hard for everybody to go out and get vaccinated now. They want you to get vaccinated early.
But the teddy bear will be vaccinated.
He will. He will be vaccinated along with all the kids drinking this formula.
Have you seen the kids shows where they, on PBS, what's that clip we played last year where the teacher goes, if you search the term TV pushes vaccines on kids, cartoon pushes vaccines on kids, and it's literally like demonic. It's like, you take the shot, you'll feel much better. Sorry.
I've seen some cartoons pushing vaccines. It's pretty crazy. It's kind of like, remember they used to complain about the tobacco companies using Joe Camel to sell cigarettes? Well, they're using the same thing to sell vaccines for kids.
But it was a conspiracy 40 years ago to say cigarettes gave you cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Cigarettes are good for you. And so is a diet for a baby of 52% corn syrup. Come on.
Well, I know, Alex, I didn't mean to be so unreasonable here today to suggest that babies shouldn't drink corn sugar. And well, no, they got me using the term corn sugar. It's corn syrup solids, folks. Corn syrup solids. And fructose and sucrose. This is not stuff that babies should be drinking. They should be drinking mother's milk, and they should get sunshine.
That's a conspiracy. Literally, in the 20 years from now, if we don't stop this, it'll be a conspiracy theory that women ever breastfed. It'll be a conspiracy theory that people could talk.
Well, you know, doctors today are telling women that if there's cancer in their family, they have to have a double mastectomy to prevent cancer. They are cutting off their breasts to prevent cancer in women who don't even have it.
Instead of telling them to eat healthy food.
Instead of telling them, yeah, to breastfeed your babies, let's just lose these, take them off so that you don't get cancer. And in the meantime, we'll probably irradiate you with mammograms just in case.
But, you know, I mean, to get focused on something serious, because I've been screwing around a bit, if you look at all the studies, sodium fluoride, they 100% attacks all the organs, the bones, massively increases cancer, and is directly linked to breast cancer, but so is melamine, so is bisphenol A, all of this. So women wonder why they're having so many problems, I mean, because they're killing you.
Yeah, a lot of women really don't know where it's coming from, and they're not getting information from good sources. That's why I really appreciate what you're doing here, Alex, and thanks for having me on today, too, because women especially need to know you can prevent breast cancer. Vitamin D alone, according to the research that I've seen, that I've quoted, science journals.
But Cass Sunstein says that it's a conspiracy theory to say the sun is good for you. And he says you should be basically arrested. We're not making this up. And you go, why are you talking about the sun? You don't get the real vitamin D, do you, without getting that sun?
They want you to live in caves like Osama bin Laden. That's basically...
I'm sorry, go over your research on the...
Basically, 4 out of 5 cancers can be prevented just from vitamin D alone. And if you take some magnesium, you'll have better absorption of vitamin D. Vitamin D, there are receptors for this vitamin on every major organ.
You mean we are designed to get sun?
Unbelievable. I know.
I wonder why white people have white skin. Because we came from an area more north, we need to absorb more of it.
That's it. People would just look around. And, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of the sun. It's there for a purpose.
Yeah, and yes, folks, you will get old, and sometimes you'll get skin cancer, but the studies show you'll get more internal cancers, the ones that really kill you, if you don't get the sun. But also a lot of skin cancers, I've read the major studies, are because if you don't have the right nutrients in you, then you get sun, bye-bye.
If you have good nutrition, your chances of skin cancer drop to near zero, especially if you're doing superfoods.
Well, I'm sold. I'm an extremist, and either I'm extremely unhealthy or extremely healthy. I am going to take the path of the health ranger.
I'm happy to hear that, Alex. And you sure you don't want the Similac? Because I could leave it.
It's like they say in Caddyshack. It's like I've been with the Dalai Lama, and he's told me I will be given total consciousness at my death. Unga galunga. By the way, I talked to Jesse Ventura. He really asked the Dalai Lama, have you seen Caddyshack? We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Okay, folks, we are back live. This was run during the flu season last year on PBS Kids, where they're dancing around. The little boy's scared, but they're going to give him the shot. Here it is. It's fun.
If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
If you don't give it to me, I won't give it to her.
If I don't get it from her, I won't give it to them.
That's true. If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
We're ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit,
just a little bit,
but it's gonna help a whole lot.
Hey, kids, I'm ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's my goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
much, but it's going to help a whole lot.
Hey, where's the, you didn't play it from the start where she goes, find the, and notice it's all, so the little kid, he gets to be cool with the older kids because he gets the shot. It turns out it reduces immunity, makes him doubly susceptible to the regular seasonal flu. Mainstream news admits that. And it was all a fraud, and it increases his seizure rate by 10 times and gives him all sorts of brain damage. All admitted, all, we were right about that again, but it's so much fun. Did we find the part where she laughs like a goblin? Okay, well, while we're looking for that, to find that key area there where the children are being learned to be injected, remember, CNN, U.S. apologizes for infecting Guatemalans with STDs, gave thousands of them in one operation, 1,600 people. They injected them with syphilis, telling them they were giving them a vaccine. It might hurt a little, but it's going to help a whole lot.
You know, they should, that cartoon should say, these kids are the medical experiment for today. Because that's what they're doing. That's a medical experiment.
But she's happy. I mean, yeah, she sounds like Dr. Frankenstein. Here it is.
Kids, we're ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's going to help a whole lot.
So that's a little enjoyment. That's a little inside joke. It's going to help a whole lot. Oh, yes.
It is an inside joke.
Oh,
if they really wanted to help those kids, Alex, they'd be handing out vitamin D supplements or fish oil supplements or just letting them go outside and
play. They'd have them in the creek catching tadpoles.
They do something other than...
You know, they don't allow nationwide dodgeball or chase or any type of exertion, though.
It's... there was a study recently, Alex, that said 95% of Americans never do anything that requires exertion. Only 5%. So the most exercise some people get is walking across the parking lot to go buy their pharmaceuticals. Or maybe they just go through the drive-thru to get them now. You know, we've got drive-thru pharmacies.
I think I'm going to swim 2,000 yards today.
I'll join you.
Really, you want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
We go to the lake, swim across it.
I'm good.
I'm going to do that Saturday.
Okay.
How long are you here in town?
Well, I don't want to say that on the air, Alex, but I'll go with you.
That's right. You got the spooks after you. Huh?
Well, you know, when us truth tellers have to be careful about who knows where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I had people...
The bad guys got to be careful if they find me.
I'm sure that's the case. Yes. But it's true. It's, you know, they don't want us to be able to educate people about these things because when people wake up and start thinking, and there are a lot of great, you know, well-informed people out there who are on top of the situation. And when we connect with those people and empower them with additional information, and sometimes they'll send us tips, right? You get tips from people, I do too. Then that creates a feedback loop of knowledge. And knowledge is dangerous to the system that's trying to run.
Well, you're also very credible. You're very credible. I want to quit hogging you. Let's go to some phone calls, and we're going to have you most of the next segment, folks, as well. It's so good to meet you in person.
It's really great to be here and to see you, Alex.
I've been interviewing you for, what, 6, 7 years?
It's been a number of years. We've always done it over the phone, and that's fine. But here in person, we can actually have more fun. You know what? I'll bring more baby food next time.
Actually, I'm kind of hungry right now. Is there a beetle in that? Let's go ahead and talk to Annie in Indiana. Annie, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. It's a great show today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have a question for you, Mike. I believe I've already seen you on YouTube as the Health Ranger.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, he's not wearing his little black disguise like the Lone Ranger today. And Tonto's not here with him, but yeah, no, he's out of disguise.
Oh, gosh. And I have a question. I have a big red dog, 90 pounds. She looks like a red lab. I call her Red Dog.
Clifford, uh-huh.
Clifford, the big red dog. Like most red-haired humans, she has skin allergies, and she's allergic to flea bite. She's constantly biting and chewing on herself. And I'm starting to realize it's possibly the GMO dry dog food I've been feeding her.
Well, stay there. I want to, because I have done a lot of research on mainline dog food. I'll tell you about it on the other side, and we'll get the Health Ranger, we'll get his take on it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 Capsule Bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are the heart of the resistance. Biggest alternative news websites in the world. Most powerful alternative radio show on the planet. And we've got the number one advocate, hands down, for true healthy living and exposing this eugenics takeover. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here with us. Now, I'm going to run through 5 calls quickly, because I do want to hear from you, but I need to get to some breaking news. Remember, ABC website tells kids when they should die. That's news.com.au. And kids are taught in cartoons and on the ABC website that animals are dying if they don't commit suicide. And you've seen families shoot themselves, shoot their baby. Now, that happened in South America, the guy take over Discovery Channel. And they're now saying all over the news, they're calling it eco-fascism. And this is why I criticize Avatar. They take a real message that we're in trouble, and their answer is, keep eating GMO, but we need to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe. So they're taking over people's reasonable concerns and co-opting it, kind of like Glenn Beck does to conservatives and libertarians. Sure. That's how they dominate and control things. But ABC News website tells kids when they should die. Dillingpole, the London Telegraph, they have a new TV ad. It's 4 minutes long where kids are basically taught how great it is to lower their carbon footprint if they would just die. It's very gruesome. I want to warn people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, but this is what kids are being shown. Go green or we'll kill your kids, says Richard Curtis, eco-propaganda shocker. And so I wanted to go over the fact that that's one reason a lot of kids are committing suicide now, and they cite, I'm doing this for Earth. But let's go back to Annie. Annie in Indiana, they call it awful. They take the intestines, the things they can't put in hot dogs. They take dead animals. A lot of veterinary clinics sell. This is mainstream news. Sell your dead dogs and cats, and they grind them up, and then that's what's fed to your dog. And so if you think humans are being fed bad stuff, the dog can't talk. That's why most dogs don't want to eat dog food, or they've ever been given real food. And, you know, it's just better if you're going to have a dog to cook for them. That's what we do. And there are some smaller dog food brands out there that are healthier. But do you want to comment on what she's talking about, her animal having allergies because of GMO diet it's eating?
Well, I think she's on the right track. Everything you said is right on, Alex. There, you can't go with mainstream dog food brands. But I appreciate the fact that Annie is paying attention to the health of her dog. If parents did that with their babies, not just with their pets, but their kids as well, I'm sure Annie pays attention to her children's health if she has children. But if more parents around the country would pay attention to their children's health and get them on healthy food, then we would be better off as a country. We'd be more productive. We would live longer. We'd have greater happiness, greater health.
That's extremist.
I know. I admit it.
Look, feeding a baby 52% corn syrup is good. Annie, does that answer your question?
Yes, and I was hoping you could maybe comment in any nutrients like omega-3s. And I have heard brand names of the Honest Kitchen and Newman's Own for dry dog foods. So I can't find any that will sell wholesale, and I'm trying to find them locally in the stores.
Both of those brands are really good. Honest Kitchen's good. Lisa Newman's brand is really good. Asmira is a good brand. But omega-3s and fish oils are really, really healthy for pets, just as they are for humans.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Annie. Ruth in Louisiana, you're on the air with the Health Ranger.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Ruth.
How you doing? Look, I have a question for Mike. I have chronic migraines. I'm looking into chelation to get the mercury out of my system because I used to have a whole bunch of silver fillings. But I wanted to do it naturally, and I was looking up, like, chlorella and cilantro to see whether or not that could bind from the mercury of flushing it out of my system.
Cilantro, so an herb that grows in the yard? That's evil.
Well, she's on the right track. Cilantro is really great.
Yeah.
It binds with mercury, and just as chlorella does.
Well, that's good because I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. But you're on the right track there, Ruth. But I do want to say I'm not a doctor, and so I can't offer a diagnosis. However, there are some great naturopaths who are well aware of mercury poisoning detox systems that work, and they do involve some of the nutrients that you already mentioned.
Ah, anything else, Ruth?
Is there a certain site that I could go to that you'd feel that would be better than others?
Well, I would just look for organic chlorella. It's out there. It's on many, many retailer sites. Just Google it. Find a source that you trust and buy organic.
Yeah, I mean, if you find a site and you're not sure, just put the name of their site or their product in and do consumer reviews and Angie's List. I mean, a lot of times if something's good, you'll see positive reviews. But if something's bad, you know you're going to see stuff about it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's okay if I plug a couple of companies that I know, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, okay, well then John Barron's Baseline Nutritionals is a really good source for detox, as well as Ed Group's GlobalHealingCenter.com.
All right. All right, thank you so much, Ruth. Hope that helps you. Let's talk to Tim in Nevada. Tim, you're on the air with the Health Ranger.
Hey, Alex. This is the former TSA guy that talked to you the other day.
Yeah, they and I've since confirmed that they're calling them in with questionnaires.
Didn't I tell you? I told you.
No, you told us, but then I went and actually did some research and saw others complaining about it. They're laying off TSA, firing them. They call them in and say, do you mind running the body scanners? Do you have a concern with, you know, radiation? And if you're smart and say, yeah, I do, they go, thank you. Here's your pink slip.
Right.
We'll find somebody who's stupid. What's on your mind, Tim?
You guys are having an awesome show today. I just wanted to call in and tell Mike and you, Alex, I've educated my son so well. He's 13 years old now. I had him when I was in high school, and he just does not, you know, like all the things that's going on, but he really loves you guys. He knows everything about GMO, vaccines, high fructose corn syrup, everything, and it's all due to you guys and me, his dad, he just, every day that I go to see him, he's like, Dad, did you watch Alex's show today? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? He even knows so much about GMO crops that he knows he watched the film about how to he watched the film on your channel on how to find GMO foods in the stores by product numbers. This kid is so smart.
And wow, and that, it sounds like he may be some kind of extremist, that he reads labels.
That is pretty extreme. That's awesome.
My brother's son is almost 3 years old, and he's having problems with speaking right now. And that just goes to prove what Alex is saying about, you know, the conspiracy theory of the future of, oh, my God, you know, if human beings can actually speak, that's a conspiracy theory. So, you know, the kid's 3 years old. He's a healthy baby. There's never really been anything wrong with him, but maybe some of the vaccinations that my brother gave him that I tried to ward him against, and some of the GMO foods and some of the chemicals.
No, I mean, listen, the IQ's dropping. And children that have been vaccinated, and they're piling more and more on. I mean, they admitted Gardasil was killing girls that took it the trials, and they just approved it, and a bunch of people died, and it goes on the news, crying mothers and dead cheerleaders, and the government just says that's the way it is. Hey, you're dying of DU? Good. Go die.
I just want to say good job being a parent, Tim, because I think your child and children from parents like you are going to represent the future of the human race. Future of civilization is going to be in their hands. Kids who can think, kids who can stay healthy, who can.
But they know we're getting away from their system, so they're now coming out with mobile X-rayers where the cops are literally going to taser you if you don't walk through their radiation machine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pure evil. It's total insanity. God bless you, Tim. Moving quick here. Diane in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Great show. Mike, I get your newsletter every morning and absolutely love it. I have a question about water. We're going to be building a house. It'll be in a rural area, and so I have the option of a well or a rainwater catchment system or the, not the city water, but the county water line with a whole house filter.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, now with all the chemtrails and the Gulf cleanup oil toxins in the air, what is your better choice for clean
water?
Whatever
you do, you filter it.
Well, absolutely. I would find a neighbor who's got a well, ask if you can test their water. If that tests clean and free of pesticides, then drill a well, because that's a source that you can control. And you can't control what's in the air, and that could affect catchment systems. And you obviously can't control what comes out of the county or city water systems. And you can't really guarantee that those are going to work in the case of an infrastructure failure, whether it's short-term or long-term. So I would go with a well, go with a DC pump that's solarized so you can drive it with the sun.
Now, Diane, don't listen to him. I recommend, we're going to give you a document cam shot of this. We have Ozarka fluoridated water for kids, and then we have HEB with added fluoride for children. I'm going to show folks a document cam shot of that. Do not listen to him. Don't filter your water. The government tens of thousands of times has killed people in secret tests, put cancer viruses in vaccines, CNN News Today. Trust them. I mean, you know, when they – it doesn't matter if all the studies show this massively increases cancer. Listen, don't listen. Trust the government. Trust these good companies. Drink fluoride, man. I appreciate your call. What? I mean, come on.
Awesome. Well,
I mean, this is sick. Yeah. Telling people to have well water.
Maybe they're going to
stop a freak. Water. Hold on, what kind of a freak are you?
It's yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. Our baby should have clean water, breast milk, sunshine.
No, 52% corn syrup and fluoride.
I say more dirt, Alex.
Hey, listen, roach poison is many brands are part fluoride. That's obviously for a baby. Come on, man.
You got to do a whole.
Our kids deserve more.
Well, they're going to get more because next time.
Next, you're going to tell me.
I'm going to bring some more.
Next, stuff. You're going to tell me that 10 times a chest x-ray, that's what they have with these mobile vans looking through your wall, is A, bad for you, and B, a violation of the Fourth Amendment says mobile radiation vans will look through your walls. That's freedom. I have a right to be surveilled on the toilet.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Totally sick.
Yeah.
See, I'm starting to like this. I'm going to start seeing from their view.
We could do that show, actually.
What's wrong with some of these troops complaining about experimental shots being given to them? What's wrong with people? It's wrong to tell troops that DU has a 4.5 or 5.5 billion year half-life and it kills them. And that's good. Dying is good. What's wrong with you people?
You play the FTC and the FDA, and I'll be the health ranger, and we'll do a show We'll do a show about supplements or health.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it in about a month, and you can be over the phone. I got to play this video, and then we're going to have to say bye to you at the end of it because I'm coming back with some financial news in the last segment, but it's been amazing. This is Go Green or We'll Kill Your Kids, says Richard Curtis, eco-propaganda shocker, and they have released a new video, and this is like the UT scientist saying he wants everybody to be killed by airborne Ebola. There's some of that in there. And here's another one. ABC website tells kids when they should die to save the earth. So just everywhere they're teaching people how to kill themselves. But then they want to put your kid on Prozac to stop them committing suicide. But the Prozac insert says it causes suicide. But see, I'm mentally ill because I notice all this. Okay, let's go ahead and play this clip. Now, watch out, folks. This is violent. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I'll be giving radio listeners play-by-play. Here it is.
Right, kids, just before you go, there's a brilliant idea in the air that I'd like to run by you. Now, it's called 10-10. The idea is everyone starts cutting their carbon emissions by 10%, thus keeping the planet safe for everyone, eventually. Now, this hasn't got to be a huge thing, but I would love it if you and your families would think about doing something.
What sort of thing, miss?
Well, like getting your dad to insulate the loft, or taking your next holiday by train instead of flying, or
letting
buying
you run your life.
We're thinking of using our car less. I'm going to cycle school. That's fantastic, Jemima. Now, no pressure at all, but it'd be great to get a sense of how many of you might do this. Just a rough percentage. That's fantastic! And those not. Philip and Tracy. That's fine, that's absolutely fine. Your own choice. Okay, class, thank you so much for today, and I will see you all tomorrow.
Oh, they're not
going to
cut, so they're going
to die. Oh, just before you go, I just need to press this little button here.
Kids that didn't
everybody,
do it.
Please remember to read chapters 5 and 6 on volcanoes and glaciations.
She murdered the children.
Right, just want to check on that 10-10 thing. Had some brilliant ideas from lots of you how the firm can cut down emissions by 10%. Just quick show of hands, everyone who wants to get involved.
And if you don't, they kill you.
That's nearly everybody.
And they're now announcing top scientists, they want to start killing us. And now they're just open, saying, yeah, we want to kill people. There's too many people. I mean, the folks. They don't raise their hand.
No problem. Your choice. Okay, so those of you planning something here or at home should probably get working on it. Oh, gorgeous. Those of you who aren't...
Killing you with the vaccines and the GMO.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Little control freaks, they enjoy killing. It's their power trip. It's their religion.
Well, hello, everyone. It's great to be back here at Spurs. So many happy memories for me.
Now they're on a soccer field. They're going to kill top footballers if they don't...
10-10 thing the club is doing.
Well, it means that we're trying to cut our carbon emissions.
And they've announced
this year.
They're saying we are eco-fascists. We're going
to
kill you if you don't do what we say.
Change the Bud Lights or Water Harlane. So they're low energy.
Lots of our fans are coming to matches on buses, trains, bikes and stuff, rather than coming by car.
I see. Whatever, I wouldn't do it. It seems like distraction from football to me.
That's just fine, David. You don't have to join in. Just ignore it. No pressure.
So they kill him.
Right, lads. Let's do some penalties.
And see, this desensitizes you for mass death.
Hundreds of thousands of people, schools, businesses, hospitals, movie stars, knitting circles, scout troops, presidents, and governments, all tackling climate change in more than 40 countries.
So the message is, we're going to kill you. But see, these little sneaky slime bags, they don't come and blow you up. Unless you're an Iraqi, they just put it in your food and your water, and that's what these scientific control freaks love, the enjoyment. And they had a big meeting with Bill Gates and Warren Buffett with the Chinese leadership where they all gave money for eugenics this week. Health Ranger, in closing, what'd you think of that?
Well, that's pretty shocking. I haven't seen that clip until today. In my mind, 10-10, I thought that was a non-GMO day. Because that's what we're gearing up for, 10-10, October 10th.
By the way, before I forget, tell Watson to get this up right now. Tell Watson to get this, but see, they move all the good non-GMO stuff under this umbrella
exactly.
To sell it. But Watson, everybody, get that video on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now.
But I got to say, you know, I try to live in a sustainable way. I try to live in a green way myself personally, but I don't want someone threatening me to do
it. No, but see, the globalists control every movement. They come in and poison and kill and destroy and then say carbon dioxide, which is taxes to them. And you wrote about Bill Gates saying we've got to get rid of humans to lower carbon.
That's exactly. It's his formula. It's a mathematical formula that he has out there that these globalists have. You've got to reduce the population in their minds to reduce.
Well, that's the overall message, is kill people to lower carbon.
It is. That is. It's very clear now. I mean, we're not even.
Now you know why I gave a bad review of Avatar.
Because it
sells a lot of good ideas, but then with bad ones. And then we sent you info about Mr. Cameron, didn't we?
You did. I didn't know that about James Cameron. Some of that info shocked me.
Tell folks what you learned. He's a big globalist.
Well, it just goes to show, you know, that we can always learn from each other. And that's why I think it's good for it's great to be here in person. We can share some ideas. But, you know, some of Cameron's views I thought were very much against what I believe, which is individual freedom. I believe in the U.S. Constitution.
No, he wants tyranny.
It seems from the information you sent me that he leans in that direction.
Well, at the end of the movie, they have a military coup. And the humans are bad, but other humans join in, and they say, go back to your planet and die. The message is, we're going to kill you. But meanwhile, all the big environmentalists now are up on C-SPAN praising the GMO fish. Real things that hurt the biosphere and hurt the real integrity of the planet, no, that's not a problem. It's carbon dioxide, because it's the part of the carbon cycle. If they tax that, they control it all.
Yeah, they're way off track, because the real threat to the environment is the GMO crops. It is the pharmaceuticals that are destroying, I mean, polluting the water supplies, the HRT drugs.
The shrimp are committing suicide now. Did you see where they just swim up to fish? ABC News, New Scientist.
Oh, because their nervous systems are all whacked.
Yeah, they're just.
They can't protect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, we're poisoning the whole planet through pharmaceuticals that are going through our bodies, and actually through dental care. You know, there are many thousands of tons of mercury just being washed downstream from modern dentistry, and it's still legal to put mercury in a baby's mouth as long as you call it dentistry. And it's still legal to feed them this fluoride water.
Yeah, no. Everybody knows there's problems in the environment. They take that common sense and use it, and the Rockefellers are true trailblazers of evil. Over 100 years ago, they created the national parks. This is on record. This is on PBS. They created the conservation, you know, the modern conservation movement as a way to steal property, control people. But then meanwhile, they're involved in the most environmentally destructive things imaginable. So they only use it to shut off their competition. There it is, shrimp on Prozac commit suicide. A study finds that shrimp swimming in Prozac contaminated water tend to swim towards the light, making them easier prey, and they don't even care about birds and other fish eating them.
Well, it's not surprising that these pharmaceuticals, especially these psychiatric or psychotropic drugs, imbalance our brain function. And now they're trying to say it's your genes. Study just a couple of days ago said ADHD. They now say, oh, it's caused by your genes.
Well, you know, mercury in the shots they admit is actually changing our DNA.
Well, exactly. And in fact, it's the drugs that children are being given for ADHD that cause their brains not to grow as well, so they have smaller physical brains.
That's admitted.
Exactly. That shows up on the...
Look, they give us rat poison in the name of it being good, and in almost every statistic, once they get you on Prozac or Adderall or any of these drugs, then you get on more and more until you're a zombie. And the pharmaceutical companies love to... a big checkbook and insurance, and you know, a wonderful, enlightened child who throws a fit when they're 12, 20 years later is literally a zombie talking to themselves on the street corner. I've gone up and talked to these people.
I
found out their backstories, and they are just complete brain-dead zombies.
Zombie is exactly the right word. Sometimes I've used the word drone, but zombie is perfect because their brain function has been suppressed. Sometimes you can heal them with superfoods, natural substances.
You can reverse some of it.
Exactly.
You can reverse the brain inflammation.
Exactly.
Listen, we've had you for almost 2 hours. I want to say bye at the end of the show, but I've got to end it here with some financial news. Please don't leave, you and your lovely wife. I want to say bye to you and also do a quick interview for an upcoming film. I appreciate you coming in, and we're going to eat some pork chops and gravy here in just a minute.
Is that right?
But Mike Adams, thank you for coming in.
Always my pleasure, Alex.
You bet. Naturalnews.com. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be here.
You bet. Good to have you here with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, there goes the Health Ranger. This is a four-hour transmission today. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and I hope you enjoyed that transmission. Very informative, very scary, but we did try to have some gallows humor to all of it. That video, Go Green or We'll Kill Your Kids, says Richard Curtis, eco-propaganda shocker. Paul Watson's getting this up at PrisonPlanet.com. Matt Ryan's getting it up at InfoWars.com, the video right now. And we're going to dovetail it with ABC website tells kids when they should die. I planned to do a video 2 weeks ago on this and never did it about how they're training people to commit suicide. I've got to get that video shot today so it can go up next week because this is just this whole agenda is coming out in the open with the eco-fascists. But I wanted to end the transmission because gold has literally hit an all-time high yet again. Gold settles above 1,317 as traders weigh Fed comments. The Federal Reserve has announced it is going to print trillions of dollars and give it to itself. They are going to monetize more debt. There are riots globally happening right now over taxes being raised, pensions being cut. It's now coming here to the United States. That's CNBC. Gold prices break new highs. The street. Gold jumps to another record, Wall Street Journal. Gold futures rise to another record on dollar skid. Silver extends rally. 30-plus years in the gold and silver business tracking it. Ted Anderson, what does this mean to you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Other than Ed from a couple weeks ago, I don't think there's anybody left in this audience that don't think that gold is a better buy than having fiat currency. I mean, silver just shot up over $22 an ounce, $22.17. Gold jumping up as high as $1,321.80. It is just a very big reflection
of what's going on. Ted, we're not rocket scientists. When they start devaluing the dollar down to nothing, gold's going to go up because it's being paid for in dollars. It's not rocket science.
No, that's exactly right. The dollar is falling. You can even see that on the charts. It's falling against other currencies, and the other currencies are falling right along with it. You know, the thing is like gold right now has a floor, a support floor of 1300, and now the next resistance level is $1,350. Alex, just last week we were wondering if gold was going to hit 1300. I remember saying there on Thursday that I think we'll hit gold at $1,300 an ounce on Friday, and then we hit 1301, and that was just a guess. I just knew because it only had a couple more dollars to move. Now we're looking at $1,300 an ounce as a resistance level, hard to get back behind, and probably going to get through this 1350 in very short order. So,
Ted, it's amazing, and you have not raised prices yet from gold and silver you bought when it was a lot lower. You're passing on those savings. Tell folks the offer. They've got to say it's the radio special, or they'll pay more, which is still a great price, very competitive at Midas. But these deals Ted's offering in Sunday evening, fire out those offers, Ted Anderson.
Well, I mean, the best thing right now is the Walking Liberty half at 1050, and I would definitely take advantage of that Frank at 283 and 62 cents, man. You get a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter.
A lot of folks have already got that. I mean, what are Franks by themselves?
Right now, they're at $283.62. You can buy them for that, or you can go online and pick them up for $288 and pay $5 an ounce more. I mean, the internet prices have already gone up. It's what's available by calling and saying you're on the Alex Jones special. I have to raise prices. I will on Monday. I didn't.
And the silver dollars are still at $10.50 with silver blasting through $22. Where's silver at right now?
Silver right now is at currently $22.10.
$22.10. You've got silver half dollar at $10.50. Do the math. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Support Midas Resources in this radio show. Though these deals are so good, it doesn't even really do anything. 800-686-2237. Back Sunday live. My interview with Bob Chapman coming up. InfoWars.com. See you Sunday, 4 p.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.